Hello and welcome to the BibleQuizzer.net podcast. Thank you so kindly for joining us. My name is David Roberts. This is Micah Fokers.
It's summer, and that means Spectacular Tournament. So today we're going to be doing a little preview of the Summer Spectacular Tournament happening this week, Friday, at Falls Baptist Church in Wisconsin. So we're going to be talking a little bit about what to expect from that tournament and some other things along the way as well.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about the upcoming tournament. I know we'll probably get into some of our predictions later, but it looks like there's a lot of teams that are coming to the tournament. Do you know how
exactly 46 how many? Teams. Yeah,
46 teams. That's a lot of teams. I know there's the GAS tournament later on. Mm-hmm. They usually have about that same amount. But Spectacular is one of those tournaments. It's like you quiz and you memorize, but it's also a lot of fun too because not the pressure of, you know, all the comp, like all the different three-team quizzes with five. It's just a little different feeling.
Yeah, than like it's way more relaxed. It's also much faster. The rounds are faster. Mm-hmm. Only 15 questions as opposed to 20. And you start off with 40 points, so you already start off, you know, in the positive. So that's nice, too. Just a lot of different aspects of it that make it different and make it fun. It's like the bullet chest of Bible quiz.
Yeah, and sometimes I've noticed, too, with Spectacular, like you mentioned, like you start off with 40 points. And there's different situations, like with Spectacular, that are completely different from normal quiz. Mm-hmm. So even if you're facing, like, one of the best quizzers, you could honestly be in an even footing with them because there's so many different rules. Like, for instance, you can't challenge a call that the quizmaster makes, really makes it different because, like, if a good quizzer gets it wrong, they can't challenge it, whereas sometimes they might challenge it. So there's a lot of different, like, strategy things like that that make Spectacular quizzing very interesting.
There's also no toss-ups as well, which adds a lot, too. No toss-up jumps.
Uh-huh.
So
you have to quiz smart. Right. And Spectacular. Right. If you don't quiz smart, you don't usually have a chance.
Yeah. When did you first start quizzing Spectacular tournaments?
My first one was, I think, actually Hebrews and 1st and 2nd Peter was my... Wow. Or Matthew might have been my first Spectacular. But
10 years ago.
Yeah, it was a while ago. And I did it with Annie Hames.
Okay.
And she was one of the best quizzers back in the day. And we won first place. So I've won first place with Annie. I won second place with Thomas Hames. So those are my best memories with Spectacular. I've gotten in the top four a couple times, but those were the two times I won it. So
that's awesome.
I have a lot of good memories quizzing against different people.
Yeah. Wow. A lot of fun memories. Yeah, my first time quizzing Spectacular tournaments, I remember it was in South Carolina. I just started quizzing with the Zemers. So I think I was with Ashley Zemer. And I remember quizzing against Colin Baggett, actually. And it was the first time he'd ever met me before. And he quizzed against him. I was in seventh grade, and he's like, okay. that was fun.
Was he pretty intimidating?
He was for me, yeah, because I'd seen him quiz the year before, but I'm just like, oh, man, like, I'm going to get crushed. But we actually did pretty well. We didn't do too bad.
Yeah.
And then quizzed a couple more times in South Carolina, and then we moved up to Wisconsin. I remember I quizzed with Nathan Sikma, a kid from our church, and he was just a little kid at the time, and he hadn't memorized that much, but I learned that, like Dave said, you know, it's actually all about strategy with Spectacular tournaments. You can do well even if only one partner really knows their stuff that well. So what I did was I would get three questions and then I would sit, and every chance I would get, if we heard the whole question, I would feed Nathan the answer. So sometimes he would quiz out before me. I would give him the four answers and then I would quiz my last question, quiz out both of us without error. And I mean, what? How can you do better than that, right? So that happened a couple times. We actually beat like a duo that was super good. It was Maria and Jennifer Schilling. We beat them because they had one error.
Really? And you guys had no errors.
We had no errors. So that's all it takes, man. Just a little bit of strategy. It's all it takes.
It's interesting, like tracking everything, seeing how everything plays out of so many teams, the top teams, and sometimes the teams you might think are the best teams aren't actually in the top teams, right, which makes Spectacular so interesting. You can definitely tell that Matt West helped create it because it is a unique style of quizzing that I wouldn't have been able to think up of. But it's it's a nice little change from like maybe the normal, just getting everyone involved. It's a good tournament for like the people who haven't quizzed like the normal.
Right, it's a great place to start. If you're brand new, Quizzing Spectacular is one of the best ways to start out.
I think we should pause here to talk about the past year of quizzing? Because I know we weren't able to put out a podcast about Squanet for those of the teams that were out there. So I thought we should briefly touch on Squanet. Now, it's been a while since Squanet happened. So a lot of you might have forgotten what happened, but I know Falls took first place. McQuanago took second place. I think those are the two noteworthy things, and I believe Woodside Colorado got third place.
Those are two noteworthy things because I'm from Falls and he's from McQuanago.
Yeah, so that's why we're talking about it. But if I remember correctly, I remember Colin actually gave his predictions, and I specifically remember he left McQuanago out of the top three.
Oh.
And do you know what happened? They got second.
There
you go with that, but it was a good tournament. I did FaceTime in, actually, and watched some of the quizzes.
Cool.
So it was some good quizzing, and I know those teams put a lot of effort into it. So I would just want to give a shout-out to all the teams this past year who worked so hard to memorize that material and just really put it into – go to different tournaments and put it into their heart. So I appreciate – good job to all you teams out there. Keep on going this next year, and we're looking forward to seeing all of you at some upcoming – tournament this next year. Hebrews 1st and 2nd Peter, so it's good material.
Yeah, it's much shorter. Some of it's challenging, but it's so powerful. I remember the first time that I really had a wow moment as a quizzer where all of a sudden what I was memorizing was speaking to me. That was in Hebrews as I was memorizing, I think it was chapter 9. And some of those verses, all of a sudden as a 16-year-old, I think, or 15, then I just realized this is amazing what this means for me. And so hopefully that'll be the case for you. And so if you haven't had one of those wow moments yet, you know, memorize and ask God to use it in your own life to draw you closer to Him. He will definitely do that.
Yeah. I know Hebrews and 1st and 2nd Peter for me was like the first year I was actually good at Bible quiz. So it was like, so last year was it 1st and 2nd Corinthians. So that was my first year doing
Matthew?
It. Or was it Matthew last year?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, it was Matthew last year. So Matthew, I was okay. But Hebrews 1st and 2nd Peter was the first year I actually like was really into quizzing.
Here?
Yeah.
Cool.
So.
That was 9 years ago, man. Wow.
It's a long time ago. Looking back on like quizzing, it's like, wow, that was a long time ago. I quizzed over that. But I have a lot of good memories over that. And I'm looking forward to watching other people quiz over this material. And I'm glad I get to quiz in the Spectacular coming up.
Yeah, you're quizzing in Spectacular. Yeah. That's cool. I'm quiz mastering, so I'll see you there from the other side.
Oh, no. Better be kind to me.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, everyone. This is Micah from Bible Quiz International. Hey, if you don't know what Bible Quiz International is, don't worry. It has only existed for about 5 months. Bible Quiz International is an organization that not only runs BibleQuizzer.net, but our main purpose is to establish and revive Bible quiz teams throughout the world. In January, God gave us the privilege of starting a brand new quizzing association in Cameroon, West Africa. And recently, just this month, we also had our first tournament in Nigeria. While our focus is not limited only to the United States, we still have a great desire to see Bible quizzing advanced here in America as well. Bible Quiz International is made up of former quizzers who love what Bible quizzing did for them, spiritually, mentally, and in any other way. In a day filled with video games, TikTok, YouTube, and so many other things that are working to consume young people's minds with things that do not matter, Bible quizzing stands apart as one of the best ways for young people to spend their time. If you want to have a part in what God is doing, reviving Bible quizzing around the world, please consider donating to the cause by going to BibleQuizzer.net/give. Whether it be for quiz boxes and seat pads, transportation to tournaments for those who cannot afford that, or even the ability to make content like this, all of your gifts will be used to advance Bible quizzing throughout the world and help young people grow in their knowledge and love for the Word of God. Again, that's BibleQuizzer.net/give. And now, let's get back to the podcast. Hey, so let's get into some predictions here. So we have the roster here. So we're going to look at the roster. We're just going to make some comments as we're seeing different things here. You know, we probably should. I know they do a little bit of this in the tournament, but we should probably talk a little bit about some of these names here because there's some pretty interesting ones in here.
Let's start right at the top. See if any catch our.
All right, right at the top.
Right. So first of all, the first team name that I'm like, how did they get this? Is 8 Eyes and fries. I'm like,
I think I know. I think I actually can put some insight into that.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So my guess, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, Adam, if you're watching this, but I'm guessing that it's, and I hope this isn't an insult, but I'm pretty sure this is what you're thinking. If you have glasses and the other person on your team has glasses, like four eyes, you know the joke, so then it'd be eight eyes, I'm guessing.
And the fries?
Well, the fries, I really don't know. Okay.
That's what I was wondering. And then Caleb and Kevin, little men can do big things too.
So Nathan Sikma is Kevin.
Yeah, wow.
I'm not sure.
That's interesting. Right, so we have this theme going on with like Hebrews Coffee. So the two guys called Hebrews Coffee.
And then we got Shebrews Coffee.
And then we got Shebrews Coffee. So that's actually, I like that
name. That's pretty creative, yeah. And then we got Hebro and Shebro. And then Juicy Big Mac.
Juicy.
I'm not actually going to say anything about that one.
Yeah, that's not so. And then we have Melting Blueberry Coconut Ice Cream with Pecans. Okay. Wow, that's a good name.
Yeah.
Sandwiches by the Seashore Inedible.
Inedible.
Incredible. Wow, that's good.
And then we have something really creative, Enoch and Emmanuel. And it's Enoch Chi.
No, Emmanuel, wait, Bo. Can I guess what they're... I'm going to guess their first name is like David and Josh or something.
It's Enoch and Emmanuel.
Oh, real. Wow. That's a cool name.
Creative.
That's got to give it to them.
And then we have By Faith We Quiz. Well, amen.
That's good. That's good. Yeah.
Let's see here.
Be patient and calm. No one can fish with
fish with anger. Okay. Wow. Nice.
Better slip with foot than tongue.
Okay. Wise words.
Wow. Right.
Okay, so first thing we got to find out here, if we're doing predictions, we got to find which one of these is handling Van Gelder's team.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So that is Peanut Butter and Jealous.
Wow.
So I'm not sure which one is which, but but Hanalyn is with Heidi Steckman, Peanut Butter and Jealous. So that's definitely a team to look out for.
Yeah.
I don't remember Heidi quizzing much. I'm not sure if she has or not, but I can see her being good. I think some of the others in her family have done it and have been decent. So
I know her brother Ben back in the
that's
day.
That's true. Ben was
did
good.
Quiz he back
quizzed
in the
me on my
yeah.
team. Yeah.
So I think they're, I mean, obviously Hanalyn's on the team, so that team's going to be good.
Right.
We got team with Steven on the team.
Right. Steven and who's he with? Joshua. Oh, he's with his little bro.
Ah.
And they are Springing Up We Trouble You. That's pretty good too.
So look out for them.
Yeah.
We got some other good teams. I know there's a team called the Abid Duo. They've been quizzing together for a number of years and they usually get in the top 12 pretty consistently. So they're going to be pretty good. I predict they get in the top 12 along with probably Hanalyn's, Steven's team.
And by the way, we didn't mention your team. And you want to say your team name for us?
So, hi.
Hi.
Yeah, that's my team name, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, nice. So.
Very cool, okay.
I mean, I
so
could say...
So, what were you thinking? Can I just get a little insight
like,
in your mind?
For my team?
Yeah, like how you came up with that name.
Oh, so I was actually walking down the hallway, and I said hi to my team member.
And you just knew.
I just knew that like, that was the name.
That's how it should work every time.
Yeah, hi.
That's well, amen.
Right.
Okay.
Well, another good team, I think, obviously, I look down and I see my sister Lydia's quizzing, and she's one of the best quizzers. So I think their team's going to do
your
good.
Your brother Daniel, too. So.
Yeah, Daniel, if he studies.
And their team name is Loading.
Loading, please wait. Is that your computer or is that their name?
I've got to give a. That's their name. Any of the predictions as far as next week, what are you thinking for? So for first place, I mean, you always got Hanalyn, you got Steven's team, potentially
I mean,
your
I
team,
think
some of the Bequanga ones.
Another team is there's
yeah,
one
Eastland's.
Team from Church of Greenville coming up.
Yeah,
and I know he's the coach, I think, of the Greenville team, so I think they're going to be pretty good.
Honestly, when you're coaching, you do a lot of studying just because you're like you're working so much with your with
you probably
kids.
Like learn it
you
by
learn
the
it.
Time you're
exactly.
done.
Exactly. Yeah. It was so funny because I haven't reviewed Hebrews for like 9 years. I only memorized like maybe half of it. That was 9 years ago. But I was working with the AOE quizzers trying to help them learn, and in doing so, I probably quoted with them probably like 100 times on each verse. So But like, I just jumped into their practice the other day. Like, I just jumped in with them and quizzed out and like just a few questions. And they were like, "What?" And it's like, "Well, I've been working with you on memorizing so much is basically review." So when you're a coach, I mean, there's definitely advantages. You can pretty much just walk in and do pretty well because you're around the material constantly that's in your mind.
Which is a good strategy if you're a quizzer and you want to get better, is always be in the material constantly. Like,
that's right.
Be listening, doing questions, to it, helping each listening other. To it. Yeah, I think that's a good way, honestly. It sounds simple, but it's a good way to get better.
Absolutely.
So what's up next?
Best combo.
Best combo.
So, okay, I think I've got that one. And, you know, just want to throw it out there. I see here the young and the old. It's a pretty good name considering the names of the people. So the young and the old is Mateo Wantland and Neil Young. And maybe only if you've been to Falls would you understand. But that's a pretty interesting combo, I gotta say. That's pretty good. I'll just leave it there. But I love the names too. Because Mateo is, you know, obviously much younger than Mr. Young.
Yeah.
But the young and the old, that was a pretty good choice of names. Pretty clever there.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to seeing how they do. That could be really interesting.
It's going to be interesting quizzing against them.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll be fun to watch. So, yeah, best combo. Any other ideas for best combo? Any others stick out to you?
Not really.
Okay.
I think they're all pretty cut and dry. Oh, there is that one, two people that are engaged, I think.
Oh, that's true. From Faith to Faith. And very appropriately named again.
Yeah.
That's Matt Austin and Emma Hadley. Very nice. So that's good. That's good. That's a dream for Bible quizzers, right? To eventually do a summer spectacular duo with your fiance or wife or
have you husband. Ever thought about that before?
I actually have. Yeah,
have you?
Definitely. Absolutely.
Wow. Yep. I'm spiritual, yep, sure. So I don't really think about that stuff. But well,
if you were spiritual, maybe you would.
Yeah. Oh wow.
Just kidding.
So Mike, I've heard a lot about things Bible quiz wise going on in Africa, and I was just wondering if you had any updates that you could give me and the audience here.
Yeah, I'd love to. So if you've never seen our Cameroon Quizzing Association highlight video, you should definitely look that up. And if you do, then you'll see a guy there named Godwill. And he graduated from my brother Seth's Bible Institute while I was there in Cameroon. And then he and I partnered to make the Cameroon Quizzing Association happen by God's grace there in January. And so we did that. But then Godwill has been working with a church in Nigeria, and so this last Saturday, just 2 days ago, then he was over there, and they had their very first quizzing tournament there at that church in Nigeria, and they only had 10 teams, but it was just their church, but they were so excited, and they totally want to do it again. They want to get all the other churches involved, and so not only now do we have the CQA, but now we have the NQA as well.
Wow.
And so, yeah, it's spreading like wildfire. These African countries are eating it up. They love it. Godwill is pretty sure that if an American team was to go over to Cameroon to quiz, that we would get beat.
Really?
Even the best American team.
Really?
That's what he told me the other day.
Wow.
So,
are they pretty good?
I mean, the first tournament, their first tournament ever, some of the teams, they would have, like, I would say they were Colorado level. I would say they would have beat half the teams in Colorado. I don't know if they would have gotten first. Uh-huh. I doubt it.
I mean, quizzing level has gone down somewhat recently.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, well, that's interesting, though. If you really think, like, they could...
Yeah, no,
like,
they definitely
just started, they could, like, the other year, right?
They started January. Like
January.
Yeah, I think it was the end of December when they started memorizing.
And they're already, like, up to... Wow.
Yeah, so they're... Wow. Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's what they do. I mean, they don't... Well, one thing I would gotta say, they don't have video games over there. That's very, very uncommon. Yeah. So what
they
do with their
basketball
time?
At people's... All those practices.
I mean, they do soccer. They
do,
I mean,
soccer, yeah.
Football, you know, they do that. But they they don't really have TikTok. They don't really do that so much. I mean, they do have, like, they have some social media, but really it's very limited. I mean, you had to pay an arm and a leg for data over there. So people just aren't wealthy enough. Yeah. But, like, if they have the Bible in their hands, I mean, that's free, right? So the kids spend their time doing what I wish all the American kids were doing too. And
yeah,
it's so encouraging. Like, I remember the first time, there's a huge difference between an American kid getting them motivated for Bible quizzing and an African kid.
It's pretty.
Because the first day, when I was like, okay, we've got to start a team here in Yaoundé in my brother's church. And I'm like, okay, Sue. So he's one of the kids there. He's probably 17 years old. I was like, hey, so you know, explained the process and like, hey, do you think you can memorize 20 verses by next week? You think you can do that? And he's like, yeah, I think so. And I'm like, okay. And with my experience with American kids, I was like, yeah, we'll see. I'll probably have to like give him a kick in the pants in 2 days, right? Well, the day after, then I'm like, hey, Sue, how's the quizzing going? And I was like, I'll probably have to motivate him. He's like, well, I got 20 verses done. I was like, after day one, I'm like,
well, that never
happened. Wait. And I was like, okay, so quote verse 14, just rattles off Matthew 5:14, just like that.
That's pretty
like, what in the world? Anyway, so that's the difference between African, the way African teenagers respond and how American teenagers respond. So, I mean, some of them are like that. I'm not going to say all Americans aren't, but man, it is a challenge to pull American kids away from their video games. So if you're a parent and you're watching this, oh man, you got to tell your kid no video games until he's done at least like 20 minutes, half an hour with quizzing. Then you can go back to that if that's something you allow. Yes. But you cannot deprive your kids of that blessing of spending their time in God's word.
That's a good point.
Yeah, it really is. It will renew their mind. And
speaking of which, BibleQuiz.net is actually releasing a Bible quiz video game.
Coming up soon. I thought of that when I was a kid. I'm like, dude, that'd be so cool if there's a
Bible quiz or video game. I know.
I mean, there is kind of like they have something like that in Bible quiz shot. It's not quite the same.
But, can you imagine?
Like, I was picturing, okay, I was so into Madden when I was a kid. Just full disclosure, so into Madden mobile. And I was like, there needs to be a Bible quiz Madden mobile. Like, with like, you know, certain overall ratings, like, you know, speed, toss up jump.
You got like Colin.
Yeah,
like,
dude. Yeah, oh, man.
All those guys.
Yeah, that'd be so cool.
You can build like a legacy with like Matt West or Dave Douglas. Yeah. That would be funny.
Oh, man. Yeah.
And then you have like the different personalities. Like you have like Mr. Scott when he's like quiz master.
Mr. Zemer.
Oh, Mr. Zemer. That would be so funny.
So that's what's happening there. It's all super encouraging.
That's great. That's great to hear. So we got the BQA in USA, CQA, and the NQA.
Yeah. How many other QAs?
Yeah.
We should have a Q&A.
Maybe sometime we'll have to come back here live and we could take a question answers. Maybe that's cool. Down the road.
Maybe down the road once we have more fans. Then you guys are all going to go back to this podcast and watch the first one ever because it's like historic, right? The first video podcast. Maybe Matt West did one back in the day, but the first duo video podcast.
Right? Yeah, maybe. This is actually pretty neat.
This is cool. So if you don't realize how cool this is now, someday you will.
Like the video, as always, hit the big red button below.
That's right.
Subscribe.
Subscribe to Bible Quizzer. And is this the way we end?
Yeah.
What should we say?
This has been the BibleQuizzer.net podcast.
Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.
See ya!